ABC Radio Australia.
Samoans are the largest of all Pacific Islander groups in Australia, and tomorrow hundreds will gather for a night of dance, music and culture. The Fia Fia Night is part of the VASA Vasa Performing Arts Schools, which teaches students of all ages the language, values and dances of Samoa. Joining me now is one of the school's co-founders, Teresa Sao. Good morning to you, Teresa.
Good morning, Talofa Priyanka. How are you this morning?
Talofa, I'm very well and very excited to find out about this Fia Fia Night. I understand it's going ahead tomorrow. What's it all about?
Yeah, so our Fia Fia Night is the big end-of-term showcase that we hold annually, and it's to showcase all the hard work that the students have learned over a 22-week course. So it's a night of celebration, a night of music, a night of dance, and it's just an opportunity for the community to come together and celebrate our students.
Wonderful. And I understand, I believe one of my colleagues chatted to you and some of the other folks behind the VASA Performing Arts School, and I believe over the last year, you guys have really grown since then. How many students are expected to perform tomorrow?
Yes, so we are currently in our third year, and this year we have 180 students who will be performing. In our very first year, I think we had about 50 students. So over the course of 3 years, we've gone from 50 students to 180. So
wow, that's a big jump. I mean, what do students tell you? Why are they flocking to this school, and why do they like this dance and the sort of performance that you are involved in?
Well, I think when I first came over to the Gold Coast, there was a gap. There wasn't really a program that helped our next generation connect with their culture. And so when my co-founder, Regina Tsoa, and I got together, we were like, what can we do to offer something for our students? And dance was the most obvious choice. And so I think it's a way for them to see themselves in a program where they are sharing the experience with other students like themselves, who are also Samoans, but who live in the Gold Coast, where we are such a minority. And so it's really building community and allowing them to share experiences with other Samoan youth. So I think that's why they've all flocked to the program.
And tomorrow night, I mean, you said, you know, could be over 100 students showcasing there. And it's only the third time that you've had a Fia Fia performance like this. How do you feel? How are the students feeling?
Every showcase, it's a mix of a million different emotions. There's nervousness, there's anxiety, but I think more so excitement. We've worked so hard for 22 weeks, and I think more proud that our students have done the hard work. They've shown up every Sunday, they've dedicated themselves, and now they get to enjoy sharing what they've learned with their family. So I think very much excited and proud is what I'm feeling the most. I think the students are more, you know, eager to get on stage. I think for them, Friday can't come soon enough.
I mean, how do they feel? Because who are these students? Are they, you know, young? Are they adults? And do they have a very strong connection already with Samoan performance and dance, or are some of them sort of new to it?
So a majority of our students have never done Samoan dance before. Our students range from the age of 5 to 21, so right across the schooling age. And I think, like I said, there were no real programs that was catering to our students and offering them a connection to their cultural heritage. And so for them, it's a way for them to understand the stories of their grandparents and their ancestors, and you know why they have brown skin, and it's a really beautiful community that we've built up around this performing arts.
Now I'm going to ask you a very difficult question, Teresa, because we are on radio and we can't see you or any of these beautiful performances that your school helps students perform. But can you tell me about Samoan dance, what it looks like and why there is this importance connected to the culture? If you can, describe
you're
the dance.
Right. That's a really difficult question. Okay, so Siva is dance and music. So it's not completely foreign to the students. Like the students, they understand music, they understand dance, they understand that it's an expression of emotion. But cultural dance, there are values built into the structures of how we perform. So we have action dance and songs where our hands tell a story. Our stories often, the music often portrays folk stories that reinforce values of like love and service and respect. So the dances are, it's a full body expression, but the girls, the hands are very soft and graceful, and the facial expressions help to portray the emotion of the story. Also the music, even if you don't understand the language, the music can express, like if you can listen to a music, you know if it's a sad song or if it's an energetic song. So we just express the stories through our bodies. So mostly we use our hands. We have a dance called the Ma'ulu'ulu. And the hands replicate the falling of the rain. So the hands are very gentle, and each motion expresses the words of the song. And then we have a more energetic dance that we do to percussion, drumming, and it's called a sa-sa. And the sa-sa replicates everyday life, so making food, fishing, and so the movements also replicate that. It's a more energetic dance, so sa-sa means to slap, so there's a lot of body slapping and percussion, so our bodies become the instrument as well as the drumming that accompanies it. Well, I hope that helps.
Yes, I mean, I was just going to say, you did a great job, Teresa. I can almost picture it. If you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat this Thursday morning, we're joined by Teresa Sao. She is the co-founder of the Vasa Performing Arts School in Australia. And we're talking because there's a big showcase, the Performing Arts Showcase, happening tomorrow night, the Fia Fia Night, where Samoan dance, music and culture will be on show. Now, as we've been talking, I understand that a lot of your students are second or third generation Samoan Australians. What does it mean to you to see them perform?
Oh, it's the most rewarding thing because there is that disconnect. Many of the students have never been to Samoa. They don't know what the beaches look like. They don't know what it's like to live there. But they still have Samoan blood through their veins. And so when they come to us, they really have, you know, they don't have the movements. And so it's been a real struggle to teach them. But at the end of our season, when you see them perform, it's almost like you're watching children who were born in Samoa because they've tapped into that love that they have for their culture, that connection. They feel it. And it's just really beautiful. You hear stories, parents tell me they go home and then they put on a little showcase for their grandparents. They're like, oh, this is what we learned today. And then the grandparents just laugh because they're like, oh, those songs are old. I danced those songs when I was little. So it's just a really beautiful community thing, and it's helping connections through the generations. So,
how about for yourself?
Very proud, very proud.
Yeah, and how about for yourself, Teresa? I understand you've described Siva Samoa as the one constant in your life. How has Siva Samoa, Samoan dance, helped you and grounded you across the years?
Yes, that's true. Siva Samoa is one of the great loves of my life, and that's also because of the generations that came before me. So my parents' generation and my grandmother really instilled and laid the foundation that culture was going to be an integral part of my life. And so Siva for me is how I understand myself as a Samoan and my place in the world. Siva is more than a performing arts. It's another way for us to reinforce the values. The way in which we learn dancing, it's all about the community. So the way you treat each other in classes reflects how you treat people in life with respect. You always have to serve, be of service. And so you understand that you have to help the person next to you. You have to do your part. You have to put the chairs away when it's time to put the chairs away. You know, it's not just performing art. It's a way of life. So, and I feel that right across the board, all of our tutors and the executive board at VASA, we all have this cultural foundation that our past generations laid for us, and now it's our job to pass it on to the next generation.
And we are talking about this Fia Fia night tomorrow, this showcase of Samoan performance. What are you hoping that the students and also you, the staff, and the audience take away from the night?
Oh, that's such
a... difficult one.
Such big hopes. But I think really what it comes down to is that I want the students to walk off that stage feeling a real sense of achievement, but not just achievement, but knowing that they can be exactly who they are and do great things. You know, they have to understand that once they have that grounding in their cultural identity, then they don't have to be ashamed of it, that they can go out into the community and be like, oh, I'm Samoan and this is how we do things and I'm proud of it and I can achieve by being who I am. And just really hope that they enjoy it and they really do feel that connection. I think for the audience, I assume that there will be people who have never seen Samoan Siva before, but I hope that when they come, they see it through just the performance, but they see the values that we've tried to instill.
Oh, that's lovely, Teresa. It's so, all the best for tomorrow night. And can't wait to hear all about it. Thank you so much for your time this morning on Pacific Beat.